I looked up the Rambam on this Gemara that we're learning about, the Yom Tkufa Maschil, Yom Tkufa Gomer. The Rambam does not give you any additional insights over here. But I noticed the Rambam had a different shot in the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph on the base. The Brisa says, Tarabon, Shlosha Dvar, Marmas Hashanah, Alol, Vala Peres Vilan, Vala Tkufa. So the Tkufa, Agemore says, is Tkufas Tammuz. There are four Tkufas in the year. The Tkufas depend on the solar calendar. Solar calendar is approximately 365 days and change. A couple of hours, okay. 365 divided by four. There are four tkufas, so each tkufa is approximately 91 1/4 days. So sometimes you have tkufas tamuz, goes into the middle of Tishrei, then tkufas Tishrei, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, then you have tkufas Tevis, goes into Tevis Shvat Adar, then tkufas Nisan. There are four tkufas. So the tkufa means that tkufas tamuz goes into Sukkos, and Sukkos is supposed to be Tkufas Hashanah. Chag HaOsif, here the second line from the top on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Chag HaOsif Tkufas Hashanah. Chag HaOsif is the ingathering season. Sukkos is the ingathering season. All summer long it doesn't rain in Eretz Yisrael. Very rare that it should rain. And at the end of Sukkos, that's when you say Mashavoch Marta Geshem, because that's the beginning of the rainy season. Mashavaruach, we assume, depends on the official. Mashavaruach, we're describing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Abdik Gibor, Mechal Kachayim Chesed, Mechayim Ezmer, that's a description of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's essence. Saint Talamata, that's a Bakosha. So you say, Saint Talamata, when you need rain in your country. So in Eretz Yisrael, they need rain, Zayin Cheshvin, and in Bovel, they need rain 60 days after the Tkufa. Yeah. But Mashiv HaRuach, but if you live in South America, then everything's here, so they say it's Talamata, a different season of the year. Everything opposite from the Northern Hemisphere. But Mashiv HaRuach, that depends on Eretz Yisrael. That they don't change in South America. I'll be Pashtus. So you say Mashiv HaRuach at the end of Sukkos, on Shmini Atzeres, you bench Geshem. You don't ask for the rain, because you don't really need it yet, but that's the beginning of the rainy season. So Sukkos is called Chag HaOsif because you're going to have to gather in all the stuff, everything that was harvested and left on the field. It's going to get ruined if it's going to rain on it. So it's the in-gathering season. So when is what part of Sukkos is Chag HaOsif in-gathering? Rashi says on Yom Tov, you're not supposed to bring in the stuff. On Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do a malacha. Isn't there an Issa Malachas Chol HaMoed? So Rashi says, Dovah HaAvid is Mutar. So if you're afraid that the food, the vegetables, or the grain is going to get ruined because it's going to start raining, so you're allowed to bring it into the house on Chol HaMoed. So the Pasuk says, Chag HaOsif, the Chol HaMoed of Sukkos, that's our Rashi, this long Rashi, Chol HaMoed of Sukkos has to be, but Tkufas HaShonah has to be in the new Tkufa, in the Tkufas Tishrei. How much of Chol HaMoed? All of Chol HaMoed, or part of Chol HaMoed? So Mar Sovah Kula Chag Bina, Mar Sovah Miktzas Chag Bina. That's the Machlekes HaTanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. How much of Chol HaMoed? The Rambam doesn't explain at all about the Tkufa. He doesn't. That's how Rashi explains. So that's the Tkufa. What is Aviv? And what's Peres Elon? So Rashi says Aviv is, Pesach is supposed to be B'chodesh Aviv. It's supposed to be springtime. So if it seems that it's not the season, it's not yet the spring season, then you have to add it on the Sheni. So the Pesach will truly be the Chag HaOviv. And then what is Peres Elon? So Rashi says that has to do with Shavuos. So the two ways to learn what it has to do with Shavuos. Shavuos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos have to be in the right season of the year. Sukkos is Tkufa. Chag HaOsif should be Tkufas HaShana. Sukkos, either part of Sukkos, part of Chol HaMoed, all of Chol HaMoed should be in the new Tkufa Chadosha. And Aviv is that Pesach should be the right season of the year. And Chag Sukkos is Peres Elon. So Pasha Peshat is that Shavuos should be the correct season of the year. So you make the year of Shana Moberes. So Tosfos understood, we have the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. The Ibra Shana is always for an outside Tzorach. Some outside Tzorach. So sometimes the Tzorach is going to be an insignificant, there are less significant Tzorachim, and Beinani Tzorachim Gedolim. So Tzorachim Gedolim, you have to have two of these three. Avim and Tkufa Peres Ilam. But these are really Zayt to get Tzarachim. You want to celebrate Pesach properly, you want to celebrate Shavuos properly, you want to celebrate Sukkos properly. And Tosfos says you can blend it in, those Tzarachim, these Tzarachim, with this Tzad, all sit, we worked it out. And the Rambam held that they're two different halachas. Ibra Hashanah the Tzarach, that's Hanamad Aleph. That's Yud Aleph and Aleph, Sai Tzarach. That's Atem Afilu Mizidim. They're going to make Ibra Hashanah, not because the year doesn't correspond. The months have to be lunar months, and the year has to be a solar year. So that's the din on Amid base. The year should be a solar year. So you make, that's only, that's the halacha. The year has to be a solar year, so make Shana Mabed. And Amid Aleph is Ibra Hashanah Litzarach. So the Rambam learns that all three have to do with Pesach. All three have to do with Pesach. He doesn't say a word. He doesn't quote about Chag Ha'asiv Tkufas Hashanah, about Tkufas Tishri. He talks about that Tkufas Pesach, about Tkufas Teves, going too deep into Pesach. He doesn't talk about Sukkos at all. And he learns that Peres Rila means that Peres are not growing to the extent they should be growing by the time it comes Pesach. He says, I have nothing to do with Shavuot. Has to do with all three. Aviv and Tkufa Peres, everything has to do with Pesach, because the Chumash says Pesach should fall out. B'chodesh Aviv means that it should be a solar year, a lunar month and a solar year. And a solar year means that the season should correspond. Pesach should be b'chag b'chodesh Aviv. So Rashi here on Yud Aleph on the days, when the Gemara says Peres Ilon, Rashi says it goes on Shavuos, but he learns that not that we should observe Shavuos the right time of the year. Rashi said that it's a zaitig etzorech. If the Peres Ilon didn't ripen yet, so the people traveled hours and hours, the days, in order to get to Yerushalayim, to come to be Eilei Regel for Shavuos, they won't be able to bring the Bikurim, because the Bikurim didn't ripen yet, so they're going to have to go home after Shavuos, they're going to have to spend money to come again. They can't wait till Sukkos, you can't, maybe the Enoch Kori, if they come to, after Sukkos, it'll be too late to say Mikra Bikurim, so they're going to have to, it's going to be a Tircha, that's how Rashi says, it's going to be a Tircha. So there are three different ways to translate the Peres Ilon. The Rambam learns Peres Ilon means all three, Aviv, Tkufa, Peres Ilon, all three have to do with Pesach being B'chodesh Aviv. All three are simanim, whether Pesach is B'chodesh Aviv or not. He doesn't quote, he doesn't say a word about Chag Ha'asiv, Tkufas Hashanah, about Sukkos. I don't know, he makes it that the Tkufas Tevis going too deep into Pesach. And then Rashi and Tosfos say, no, that Peres Ilon goes on Shavuot, but what does it mean? To celebrate Shavuos at the proper season of the year, or you should, it's going to be a zeit to get zorech to save the early regalim atircha of coming again after Shavuos, have to come again in order to bring the bikurim. So the three different shots. Okay, Nachama. So we left off in the middle of the Gemara about what mistake did Chizkiyahu HaMelech do that he pleads with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Atovi Chape Ba'at, Hashem should forgive me for causing everyone to eat the Korban Pesach. Ochlos HaPesach B'loi Kakosuf. He encouraged everyone to eat the Korban Pesach at the wrong time. What exactly did he do that was wrong? So Reb Yudah was the Tana Reb Yudah holds. You're not allowed, not only you're not allowed to be Mar Bar Hashanah Matnei Atum Alachatchila, even with the evidence not Chal, and that's what he was clapping Al Chet. He was Mar Bar Hashanah Matnei Atum, and it was wrong, and he had them all eat Korban Pesach in the second month, the month after Adar Sheni, and even with the Eved, that was not a valid reason, and the Ibar Hashanah was not Chal, and they observed Pesach the wrong month, they should have observed Pesach a month earlier, and they ate the Korban Pesach the wrong month. That's Rabbi Yudah's pshat. The other Tanaim say, no, maybe it's Marbis Hashanah Mtei Atuma, or with the Eved it's Chal, so what was the Aveir over here? So the Gemara has one pshat, that he convinced everybody they should eat, they should all, the Rav Tzibur was Tomei in Pesach Rishon, and he convinced them they should all eat Pesach Sheni. What was the issue over there? Nachmo. Who was that? Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm a Mishum Reb Shimon. He says in the name of the Tana Reb Shimon, by Chodesh Nashis, he says Yisrael, Lasas Pesach Sheni. What's the din? When the Rav Tzibur is Tomei, then you bring Pesach Rishon Betum and you eat it. Usually when you bring a korban, tumah mutah b'tzibur, you bring the korban, you don't eat it. But chutz min ha-pesach, the Mishnah says himself, chutz min ha-pesach, shemitchilo labo el l'achidah, the whole purpose of ha-krobas korban pesach in the first place is in order that you should be able to eat it. So the korban pesach, you bring b'tumah, and you eat it b'tumah, if the roif had tzibur is tummy. So initially he thought initially he thought that the Rav Hatzibah was Tahar and only a miut were Tomei. So he told the miut that they should bring Pesach Sheni. And then he came to the realization that his calculation was wrong, that in truth the Rav Hatzibah was Tomei and everybody should have brought it on Pesach Rishon. What was the mistake? What was the issue? So the Gemara explains the issue was there is a machlekes hatanaim in Pesachim Adaf Tzadik Aleph. Well, the Nosh and Berishon is Pesach Rishon and Pesach Shein. So there's a machlekes hatanaim where the Nosh and Berishon Chayva and Nosh and Berishon Rishus. Are women obligated to participate in Pesach Rishon in Atreira? Well, no, it's optional. Pesach Shein is another question. Even in old Nosh and Berishon Chayva, there's still room to say Nosh and Berishon is Rishus. You can say it's only optional. But Pesach Rishon is a machlekes. So if Nosh and Berishon Chayva, if women are Mechuyev, so then when you make the calculation whether the Rav Hatzibah is Tamei, the Rav Hatzibah is Tahor, you should include the women also. They're exactly the same level as the men. Whether the Rav Hatzibah is Tamei, the Rav Hatzibah is Tahor. But if your Nosh and Berishon is only Rishus, it's optional. So then when you're calculating whether Rav Hatzibah is Tamei, you should only calculate with the men. Yeah, what do you mean, the men, the women? Which men, which women? The whole wide world, all the Jews that live in New York also, New Jersey, Connecticut, everywhere. So Mar says, you only count those people. Only count those people who are nearby. You calculate. The Gemara Pesachim says you only calculate by the Rav Hatzibah is Tamei, Rav Hatzibah is Tahor. The people who happen to be in Yerushalayim. That's you got. Why is that so? That's you got to learn the Gemara Pesachim. I don't know why that's so. So what's the shaila when the Oshem Berishon Chayv and the Oshem Berishon Rishus? Korban Pesach is clearly a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So mikra din Oshem should be potter. So the Tana who says Noshim Rishon Chayva, the one who wants to say women are Mechuyev, the burden proof should really be on him, like we say women are Mechuyev to say Kiddush. Kiddush on Shabbos is really a mitzvah shazman grama, and women ought to be potter, or Achilas Matzah on Pesach night is really a mitzvah shazman grama, women ought to be potter. So the Gemara has a special exception to the rule that women are Chayv and Matzah, because the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah appears in the same pasuk with the Yisra of Achilas Chametz. Whenever you have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's a hekesh. Hekesh means that there's a connection between the two. So we say, maybe you should say fakert. Maybe you should say, maybe women should be mutter to eat chametz. How do you know to darshan this way, maybe darshan the other way? So Taisa talks about that. A few different places. But the Gemara says, you have a pasuk that women are mechuyev matzah. I didn't know women are mechuyev in Kiddush. So the Gemara says, also a hekesh. What's the hekesh? Zohar, Shalom Shabbos Lekatsha, he says in the Lucha, in Parshas Yisro. Zohar means lahaskir, to mention Kedushas Hayam. That means to recite Kiddush. And in Parshas Vayeschanan, where they have this, the other version of the Luchos, here it says Shomer. Shomer means Shmira Shabbos, not to do Malacha. Shomer is Aloy Sesi. Shomer Pen V'yal is Aloy Sesi. So Zohar V'Shomer on two different Sedras, where is there a Hekesh? So Gemara says, no, it's better than a Hekesh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed Zohar V'Shomer B'Dibur Echad Nemu, V'Shein HaPe Yechol V'Ladaber V'Lohois and Yechol V'Lishmaya. That's more than a Hekesh. A Hekesh says if you have two dinim in the same pasuk, one is in the beginning pasuk, one is in the end of the pasuk. Here the two dinim were said mamish simultaneously. So that's better than a Hekesh. So Zohar B'Shamar B'Dibur Echad Nemru is a Hekesh. They say again, Kol Sheyeshtem B'Shamar, Yeshtem B'Zohar. So Shamar is a Loises, a Shazman Gram. Loises, a Shazman Gram, and Noshim Amuchi. The only potter from its assessor, Shazman Gram. It says, since Zohar B'Shamar B'Dibur Echad Nemru, so the Chayv and Kiddush also. Maybe you should say Fakir. Just like they should be potter from Kiddush, they should be mutter to do malacha. So Taisa talks about that. How do you know which way to make the hekesh? So Taisa works on that here for this story. So there you have psukim. Here, if you look in the sugya there in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Aleph, the gist of the Gemara goes like this. This what they call the achrayim have an expression. The svara hachitz. What's the svara? If you wouldn't have a pasuk to tell you one way or the other, what would you have said without a gzeres hakosef? What's the svara hachitz? What's the instinctive? What's your instinctive reaction over here? So the svara hachitz is that women are mechuyev in korban pesach, and the Gemara places the burden of proof on the Tana. What say women are pata? It should have been just the reverse. It should have been it's a mitzvah seser shazman grama, like kiddush and like matzah. We should have been. Hakel should have also been women should but in lacha it's a mitzvah shaman grama, but it says hakel anoshim atap says the women are mechuyev in hakel, so there are exceptions to the rule of mitzvah shazman grama that the women are mechuyev. So it should have been korban pesach. Should the rule should have been there should be putter. If you want to say it's an exception to the rule, the burden of proof should be on the Tana who wants to insist Nashim Rishon Chayva. The whole sugya is fakir. That the Svarach Rechzayna is that women are mechuyev, and the burden proof is on the Tana who wants to say that the women are potter. The Chapela, why? Why is that so? So the Svasemis, Chassidish Rebbe is also not alone. Svasemis Chassidish Rebbe. So he has a comment on the Gemara. He has an interesting comment. He says, whoever doesn't bring Korban Pesach is Chayv Koris. He says, it doesn't make sense that you Chayv Koris for not fulfilling a mitzvah. It must be that bringing Korban Pesach is not only a mitzvah, so I say it's an iser asay. It's an aver if you don't bring a Korban Pesach. Let's say a person doesn't like tefillin. A person doesn't say krishma. He wears a beged for konis, doesn't put on tzitzis. He didn't do an avera. He failed to do a mitzvah. He omitted doing a mitzvah. He didn't commit an aver, not an act of commission. It's an act of omission. He didn't do a mitzvah, so I say. So you have a lot of times a pasuk in Chumash. You have a pasuk. Let's say this: if the Rambam counts one of the psukim in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Taryag Mitzvahs, called Tzipah Torah Tachelu. It's a mitzvah to eat kosher chickens. A mitzvah every day, once a day, to eat kosher chicken. What if a guy wants to be a vegetarian? He doesn't enjoy chicken. It's a mitzvah to eat kosher chicken. No, it means it's an Isser Asay. It's not a Kiyum Asay. You don't say a Broch Al Achilas Oif Tor. It's an Isser Asay. If a person eats an Oif Tomei, not only has it violated a Lois Asay, looks at Shaktus Nasha Sechem, Babehema Ba'oif, Hatomei, he's Oif Ran Isser Asay as well. But it's not a Kiyum Asay. The Rabbi asked on the Rama, well, why? Kotzi Betor Tachel, it's a mitzvah Asay. It means it's an Isser Asay. That's what he must have meant, an Isser Asay. Sometimes it's not clear whether it's an Isser Asay or a Kiyum Asay. Maybe it's both. Take, for example, it says, Ach B'yom Rishon Tashbis Asar B'Batechem. So it's a mitzvah to destroy the chametz. It's a Kiyum Asay. We say a brachim when we do B'dikas Chametz. So Midirabbanan and some hold Minatara, the B'dikas Chametz is the beginning. The B'dikah is the Haskola of the Bir Chametz. So we say the bracha Al Bir Chametz. Shekadashan B'mitzvah Savit Sivanu Al Bir Chametz. That's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, isn't it? A Kiyum Asay. We say a bracha. You don't say a bracha when you shave with an electric shaver. You're not fulfilling a mitzvah sasei. You're avoiding violation of an avera. If you shave with a razor, you did an avera. You shave with an electric shaver, you didn't do an avera. You didn't do a mitzvah. You go to a kosher cafeteria to eat. So you don't say a bracha al achilas machol and ksherim. It's not a mitzvah says to eat kosher food. It's an avera to eat non-kosher food. So you don't recite a bracha when you're about to do something to avoid violation of another. You only say a bracha when you're about to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. So why do you say a bracha when you're about to do bedikas chametz and you say al bir chametz? You don't say al bedikas chametz. One could have said it's a mitzvah midirabbanan bedikas chametz. No, you say al bir chametz. Al bir chametz is the mitzvah deraisa of tashbisu. So you see that the chachamim understood that ach bereishin tashbisu is a kiyuma mitzvah, and bedikas chametz either minatorah midirabbanan machlokes bedikas chametz is the haschala of the mitzvah bir. So you say the bracha al bir chametz as you're about to do the bedikas chametz. Then if you have chametz, you find chametz, then you're going to burn it later. If you don't find chametz, so the bedikah. So you say the bir chametz by doing the bedikah. So the Rishonim all say, what if a person eats chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? What has he violated? It says, Shivas Yomim, you shouldn't eat chametz. It doesn't say not to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. There's no say. There's no lava if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach. It's only an asay. Machlokes HaTanoim. There's Machlokes HaTanoim. But the Pashtus is that there's a difficult Rambam. Rambam Paskins that if the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yehuda that if there are three psukim that say the same thing, you shouldn't eat chametz. So Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda says one pasuk goes on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, one pasuk goes on Pesach, one pasuk goes on Chamesh over all about Pesach. He calls the Chamesh over about Pesach is an Issa Deraisa, and you get Malkus if you eat it after Pesach. And chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon is also loisese. And if you get malchus if you eat the chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, we know that we pass chametz shavala Pesach is only the rabbanon. It's not the raisa. That's why we pass can chemtzah shel nochri shavala all of our Pesach is mutter. According to Reb Yehuda, all chametz in the world becomes aser. There's no such idea of selling the chametz to the guy then buying it back. Whatever chametz was in existence on Pesach comes aser ma'anol yerlam void. Period. You can't eat it. So it's not going to help if you sell it to the guy. You sell it to the guy, you'll be able to take money for it. You won't have to throw it out. But you can't buy it back from the guy. You have to pay some zom. So we don't pass like that. We pass in Chamesh Oval about Pesach is a knas midirabbanan to serve as a deterrent that people shouldn't violate by your by matz. So the Pashtus is that just like we pass like Reb Shimon, the Chamesh Oval about Pesach is only the Rabbanan. Because we say all the three psukim that say you shouldn't eat chametz, all three go on Pesach. It doesn't go, not that one goes on Erev Pesach, one goes on chametz Shavuot or Pesach. All three go on Pesach. They tell you different aspects of the Issur chametz. So the pashtu should have been that chametz on Erev Pesach only has an Issur essay of Tashbisa. It doesn't have an Issur lo essay. The Rambam split the psak. The Rambam paskins chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon is a lav, and you do get malchus. Chametz Shavuot or Pesach, there's not a lav, and that's only the Rabbanon, because they would pass like Rav Shimon, and he pass like Rav Yud. So the rabbi asks, where did he come up with such a compromise? He passed like Rav Yud all the way. He passed like Rav Shimon all the way. So let's say, if the din would be like Rav Shimon, the chametz, the Erev Pesach, there's no iser of a lav. But Tosfos says there is an iser, I say. Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu. So Tosfos understands that the pasuk ach b'yom rishon tashbisu is both an Isser Esse and a Kiyam Esse. It's a Kiyam Esse to Biur Chometz is a mitzvah. You say a bracha, Shekhar Hashem Son, al Biur Chometz. When you start the B'dikas Chometz, you say a bracha. And if you didn't say a bracha when you did the B'dikah, and then you have Chometz to burn, you say the bracha when you do the, they're burning the Chometz. That's a mitzvah Kiyam Esse, a Kiyam Esse. And then there's also an Isser Esse. Whoever eats Chometz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and the Torah is only after Chatzos. Whoever eats after Chatzos. So that's an Isser Asay, Tashbisu, to the exclusion of eating the Chametz. So sometimes you have a pasuk that's Kol Tzipa Torah Tachelu. That's clearly only an Isser Asay. Not a mitzvah to eat chicken. You don't have a mitzvah. The guy who eats chicken every day has more mitzvahs than the guy who eats vegetables and more healthy food. It's not a mitzvah. So sometimes you have a pasuk that's only an Isser Asay. Sometimes you have a pasuk you have to put on tzitzis, you have to say Kriya Shema. It's a mitzvah Asay, it's not an Isser Asay. And sometimes you have a pasuk that's both. Let's say yeshiva b'sukkah. The yeshiva b'sukkah is a mitzvah saseh, to sit in the sukkah, and you say bracha Hashem Hashanah leishiv b'sukkah, because it's a kiyum asay. Is there also an iser asay that if a person eats chutz l'sukkah, he violates an iser asay? Or do you say no? It's just he's mevatel a mitzvah saseh. He was supposed to eat in the sukkah, supposed to sleep in the sukkah, and he didn't do what he was supposed to. So that's a diun and achrayim. Let's say rachmana letzlam one is an oinen. So on Shabbos and Yontav there is no aninus. On Chol HaMoed there is aninus. So the din is an oinen. Mishemes amut alafanav after the death of a close relative before the kavura. So the kroivim who are going to observe avelus are not permitted to observe mitzvah saseh, but they're not allowed to talk lashon hara. They're not allowed to eat treifas. They're not allowed to do averus. So the shaila is, what if it's Chol HaMoed sukkahs and they want to have a sandwich? So do they have to eat in the sukkah? We say, no, they're not allowed to eat in the sukkah. Eating in the sukkah is a mitzvah saseh. They're not allowed to fulfill a mitzvah. Maybe I should say, no, eating in the sukkah, in addition to being a mitzvah saseh, is also, there's an iser asay. Whoever eats chutz l'sukkah is over an iser asay. So the Mishnah quotes that the Bikuri Yankev talks about that. Yankev Etlinger, who wrote Shalosh Hashubis Binyan Tzion. So he wrote the first sefer that he wrote is called Bikuri Yankev. That's his Reishis Bikuri. And he has fantastic bigurangams on Hilchas Lulav and Hilchas Sukkah, Dalad Minim. So he quotes, Mishnah Berurah quotes my page. So the Bikur Yankov has this discussion. He, and the Menchas Chinuch has it. Maybe I should say that eating in Sukkah is both a Kiyom Asay and an Isser Asay. Chiddush. Why should he say, Mechatesa? Why should he say it's an Isser Asay? Pashta says that it's not. Pashta says that it's only a Kiyom Asay. It's not an Isser Asay.
The first thing, too?
Huh?
No difference between the first
night. The first night is for sure a mitzvah saseh to eat in the sukkah.
Also not necessary.
The pashtus not. The Menchas Chinuch wants to say that the rest of sukkah is, it's only an iser asay. There's no mitzvah saseh to eat in the sukkah. If you eat achilas keva chutz l'sukkah, then you violate an iser asay. But there's no kiyam asay at all.
So,
So how do we say a bracha? Right. So that's why many organists say punkt faker. Rabbi Yosef Engel attacks the Menchas Chinuch. He says that he doesn't think he's right. Rav Soloveitchik didn't agree with that Menchas Chinuch. Rav Soloveitchik loved the Menchas Chinuch. He said it made a siyum on all Menchas Chinuch before his bar mitzvah. He always used to, when his mother told him to go to sleep, he always used to read books under the blanket, Menchas Chinuch. He always used to sneak in a Menchas Chinuch. It gives you such a breath. He goes all kol haTorah kula. He pulls in all of Shas. It gives you kolat Torah. He said that in Europe, a person could make believe he was a Talmud Chacham. If a person learned the Menchas Chinuch, he can talk as if he's a Talmud Chacham. He said in America, a person who knows Menchas Chinuch is a Talmud Chacham. But in Europe, that was a good way to act, to make believe that you were a Talmud Chacham. Just talk and learn Menchas Chinuch. He barfs from all over Shas. So that's a shayla. Minchas Chinuch wants to say the first night of Sukkot, it's a mitzvah saseh. The rest of Sukkot is not a mitzvah saseh at all. It's only an iser saseh. So that's not generally assumed. We assume all of Sukkot, it's a mitzvah saseh. First night of Sukkot, there's a mitzvah, even if you're not hungry, even if you're not interested in eating. You're obligated, whether you like it or not, you're obligated to eat a kazayis dogen in the Sukkot. And the rest of Sukkot, if you want to sleep, shinas keva, if you want to eat, achilas keva, then it's a mitzvah to do it in the Sukkot. If you're not interested, there's no mitzvah. So that's a deal. And you say, there's only a mitzvah, or this in addition to being a mitzvah, says maybe there's an iser esek too. Yeah.
What about wearing like a four-cornered bag out of tzitzis?
Right. So one is not obligated to wear a four-cornered bag. If you wear a four-cornered bag, then you're obligated to put in tzitzis. That's a mitzvah. Is there an iser asay? The pashtus is it's not an iser asay. If you wear a four-cornered garment and you didn't put in tzitzis, you're mevatel mitzvah. You didn't fulfill a mitzvah. But the pashtus is that you didn't do an aveira. Pashtus, you didn't do an aveira. So Hashem says like this. He says, you look in the Gemara there in Psochem Daf Tzadik Aleph, Svarach Itzayna, the Gemara, the gist of the Gemara is like this. Offhand, we should have said that women are Mechuyev in Pesach Rishon. And the one who wants to say women are Potter, the burden of proof is on him. So that's the Pella. Why? The Svarach Itzayna should have been the women should be Potter, because it's a regular Mitzvah Sesha Shazman Grama. And the one who wants to say women are Mechuyev, the burden of proof should be on him. And the whole Sugya is just the reverse. So that's what the Svasemen says. He says, whenever you have a mitzvah that has kores, it doesn't make sense that there should be a punishment of kores for failing to fulfill a mitzvah. So the Gemara seems to have understood Asvare, that Korban Pesach has kores, means that there's a kiyum essay and there's an isar essay also. Whoever does make Korban Pesach is considered if he violated an aver. It's an aver b'shevi altasa, but he violated an aver. So in Isser Aseh, even as Mangrama, women are Mechuyev. Women are only part of from Mitzvah Sasech as Mangrama. But since Korban Pesach has a Kares, so that's why the Gemara thought the Svarach Itzani was that women should be Mechuyev, because it's an Isser Aseh as Mangrama, women are Mechuyev.
Is there an Isser Aseh by Mila, not by Mila?
Mm-hmm. Right. The same should apply by Mila. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chav Tes, but the Gemara says, comments on the Pasuk that we had already in Parshas Lech Lech, I think, that when Yitzchak Avinu was born, so Avram Avinu did the Bris Milah on the eighth day, Kashet Tziva Oso Velekim, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed him. So the Gemara learns that Oso Velo Oso, that only the father is obligated, the mother is not obligated to be Mala Chav. So Tosis has the famous Kasha and that Gemara on Kiddushin, Daf Chav Tes, and Manal. Why did need a Pasuk? Osa below Osa, we would have known on our own that women are not Mechuyev in Mila Sabein, because it's a mitzvah saseh, as Magram. You can only do the Mila Bayom, can't do the Mila Balad. That's Tosis Kash. So various Terutzim are given. So there's a Tosis and Megillah on the side of that Tosis and Kiddush and Daf Chav Tes. They tell you, look in the Tosis and Megillah, Daf Chav and the base, where they give an answer. So Tosis gives that suggestion. There are several answers. So Tosis gives that suggestion that since by Bris Milah there's Kores, so I would have thought that women are also Mechuyev. Even though it is Magram, I would have thought that women are also Mechuyev. Why would I have thought that women are Mechuyev because there's Kores? So this Svasemis, I think, says that's why. Because by Korban Pesach, if you don't bring your Chayv Kores, so that shows that Krovus Korban Pesach is not only a mitzvah saseh, it's an iser saseh as well. So that's why the Svarach Yitzayin is that women are Mechuyev. Noshim Barishin Chayva should be a Chayva, unless you have a Pasuk that indicates that they should be Potter. But by Bris Milah, the parent who doesn't mal the child is never Chayv Kores. If the child grows up till after Bar Mitzvah, the child is a Kotan, he's not going to be punished for anything that he does. A Kotan is a La Baronche. But if the child becomes Bar Mitzvah and he doesn't shake a leg and he doesn't take care of his own Bris Milah, then he's Chayv Kores. So true. Whenever there's a mitzvah that has kores, it implies that there's an iser. But by milas habein, the parent's obligation to be malach child, there is no kores on the parent. There'll be kores on the child if the child will reach by mitzvah, still not take care of the bris milah. So that was Tosis' suggestion. Maybe this too, maybe even the obligation of the parents to be malach child, since there's kores on the baby, if he grows up and he doesn't mal himself, maybe this indicates that even the parent's obligation to be mal also has an iser essay with it. And the other answer is in Tosis, no, the chorus is only on the child. There's never any chorus on the parent. So the only chorus you would have would be by Korban Pesach. the one who doesn't bring the Korban Pesach is Chayv Kares, so that makes Chiyav Korban Pesach into, in addition to being a mitzvah saseh, you say Abraham when you shech the Korban Pesach also. Shechitas HaPesach. So in addition to being a mitzvah saseh, it'll be an Isar saseh as well.
Okay.
It's a very fascinating svasemis, yeah.
Why don't we say
it's
Moshe Ma'a 5 and Matadei
5
in the Pesach
2
because it says
to
eat it together?
Uh-huh.
So, it should be a...
Could be the Gemara has such a hekesh, I don't remember. Could be the Gemara, Daf Tzadik Aleph HaMesachim, explains what the sources are. They say that they are chayiv, the Gemara doesn't need a pasuk. They say that they're potter, they need a pasuk. Say that you're saying maybe that's the reason why they know they're chayiv. Because it's hukash to matzah. That could be. That could be. Not. You don't need this fasemesis pshat. You're saying a different answer. Maybe the Gemara assumed that women are chayiv in Korban Pesach because Korban Pesach is hukash to matzah, and matzah we have a pasuk. Because achilas matzah is hukash to achilas, yisar achilas chametz. That's just like we established women are mechayiv to eat matzah, and matzah is hukash to Pesach, so that's why memele women should be mechayiv in Pesach. That could be. That's an alternate answer to this fasemesis question. That's a good, be a good, very good answer. But the Sfasamis gave this suggestion. He said, maybe because of the Kares, maybe that's an indication there's an Isser Asay. Yeah?
It doesn't seem so pashut to say that whenever there's an Isser Asay, women should be Chayavas, because like, the Menchas Chinuch wouldn't say that women are Chayav and Sukkah, even being both of them, right? So,
But I think that does say, Rabbi Kiva Eger has this in his comments on Shulchan Aruch. He points out that women a potter from mitzvah saisei shas man grama, but not mitzvah leisei say. So when you have an ira say lav haba mechlal asei, that's treated like a lav. The Gemara says lav haba mechlal asei asei. It's only an asei. It's only an asei vis-a-vis malchus, because you only get malchus if you violate an aveir that's dumi de lav de chasima. So there you need an actual lav, or he says loy, or it says yisham pen v'yal. That's the same. But if it's a lav haba mechlal asei, he said then there's no malchus. But a lav haba mechlal asei is a regular lav. For all other intents and purposes, it's a regular lav. So loy says hashas magrama. Rabbi Kivegi writes, women are mechuyev in ach b'yamarish and tashbisa. You can't say it's a mitzvah says hashas magrama. He says because it's an isar asei. Rabbi Kivegi writes like that on Shulchan Aruch, that a lav haba mechlal asei, women are mechuyev. That's called a loy says hashas magrama. Loy says hashas magrama, they are mechuyev. There is a comment that the Rama makes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, the third perik in Makkos. That's perik Elohein Aloikin. So the Rama gives you general klolim about the different categories of lois asei. So he says, whenever there's kares, is biyodua that there's a lav. Whenever there's a din in the chumash that there's kares, there has to be a lav. So the Lacha Mishnah in Hilchos Sanhedrin picks up on this Pirush HaMishnayos. He says it's not true. The first Mishnah in Krisa says, Lamavav krisus amures batora. The Chumash has 36 cases where you chayv kares. And Pesach Hamila, there's no lois asei. All the other is a lav. Pesach Hamila is only a mitzvah sasei and you chayv kares. How can the Rambam write that whenever this kares be odua that there's a lav? So the Mishnah has a kashi, doesn't have a teretz. That's what some suggest, and maybe that's the teretz. Maybe that's what the Rambam meant. He didn't necessarily mean that there's a lav. He meant that there must be an isa, like the Sfasemis was angling. Whenever there's kores, it must be that the fellow did some avera. Can't have kores for being negligent, and he didn't do a mitzvah saseh. How can you have kores for omitting, for failing to do a mitzvah saseh? It must be, whenever there's kores, it's a similar dough, that there's an isra saseh, that he violated some avera. True, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, we have the Hebrew translation. We should check in Kapach's translation, and Pirkei Elohein Aloikin, but that's probably what he means. Probably means whenever this car is biyodua, not that there's a lav biyodua, that there's an iser, there's some avera involved. The same as what this Sfasemis said. So Nachamol, so the Tanoim and the Brice on the top, the first 20 lines on the Yud Beis Amrei, all trying to figure out what happened there in Dibra Yomim, that they ate the Korban Pesach the wrong time, and he's praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should forgive him for the terrible sin. If the Ma'abad Hashanah b'pnei Atuma and Lachatchili shouldn't do B'diyevet, it's Chal. So what does he have to clap al chet? B'diyevet, it's good. No, B'diyevet, it's good. So there's no there. So Rabbi Yudah says, Araya, that he was Ma'abad Hashanah b'pnei Atuma, either Tumas Abayizar, Tumas Arabna, Gulgalta, Shal Arabna, Ibusi, Shal Rashi and Tesus, because of Tuma. And even B'diyevet, it's not Chal. If you Ma'abad b'pnei Atuma, because Tuma, Hutra, B'tzi, Behet, Gomer, Even with the Yevid, it's not chal. The other Tanoim hold that it's not true, that it's muta lechatchila to be ma'avid l'shanim p'nei atumah, or at least with the Yevid, if you're ma'avid l'shanim p'nei atumah, it will be chal. So they have to give a different pshat. So what did they do? Achlos ha-pesach b'loi karkosuv. So the Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, quotes b'shmo shel Rabbi Shimon, name Rabbi Shimon. What it means was that he convinced the people to eat Pesach Sheni, people who are Tomei. He thought Rav HaTzibur was Tohar. A Miut HaTzibur is Tomei. Whenever Rav is Tohar, Miut is Tomei, so the Tmeim Anitchem to Pesach Sheni. Then after the whole thing was all over, after they ate Pesach Sheni, he came to the realization he made a mistake, that the Rav HaTzibur was really Tomei, and they all should, the Tmeim should have brought on Pesach Rishon. How could he make a mistake where the Rav is Tohar? He did not account. The Gemara says, no, it was a lomdish mistake. When he made the count the first time, he was working on the assumption, the Rav HaTzibur is Tohar, he thought that Noshim Berishon Choyvam, and the calculation includes all the men and the women who are in Yerushalayim, and they're at Pesach in the afternoon. So the Rav of the men were Tomei, but Rav of the women, the overwhelming majority of the women were Tohar. So if you only count the men alone, because the women are not moving Pesach Rishon, it's only Rishus. So if you only count the men, so the Rav HaTzibur is Tomei, so everybody should have brought Pesach Rishon. The Tmeim and the Tam, everyone should have brought. So his mistake was, he thought that the women are just as mechuyev as the men. So you include the women in the calculation of the Rav. Once you include the women, the Rav, the overwhelming majority of the women, were Tohar. So that tipped the scales to the opposite direction. So he thought mistakenly, Rav HaTzibur is Tomei, Rav HaTzibur is Tohar, because you include the women also, and the Tmeim should be Nitchem LePesach Sheni, like normally. And then he came to the realization he made a mistake, that Rav HaTzibur was really Tomei, because the women are not Mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, and you only take the count among the men to determine whether Rav or Tomei, Rav or Tor, and by the men, the Rav were Tomei. So they should have all brought on Pesach Rishon. That's how the Gemara suggests. What an interpretation. Wow.
How can Pesach Rishon ask for forgiveness? Didn't the Bezdin do this?
He was probably in charge of the Bezin. He was in charge of the Bezin. Some of the Melochim were learning it and some of them were not, like David HaMelech and Shlomo, they were learning it, so they were involved in the Bezin. He was the Bezin, I guess. So he realized they made a mistake. Human beings can make a mistake. Should have brought, had everybody eat from it. He was ma'abed the shanim p'nei atumah, which is not a valid reason. So even with the Yevid, it's not chal. So the eight chometz. So the eight chometz on the first one, Pesach should have really been. Pesach should have been what he declared as Avdei Sheni. Should have really been Pesach. And then they ate the Korban Pesach the next time. He was in Gamsen Kaka. Yeah. He should have brought a Parham Dabba Shal Tzibur, because the Roif had Tzibur. I don't know. But the Rav HaTzibur in Eretz Yisrael ate chometz but Pesach, only the people in Yerushalayim. I don't know what happened over there. See, for the calculation of whether Rav HaTzibur is Tamei HaTor for Pesach, Korban Pesach purposes, Gemara says you only counted people who happened to be near the Beis HaMikdash. For the Chiyuv Parhalan Dovah Shel Tzibur, it depends on 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael having violated the Issus. It could be only the Jews in Yerushalayim listened to him. I don't know. Every story in Tanakh is missing 98% of the story. So here also, there's so much missing. Habayim have opinions, Kerachak, Mizrach, and Meir. Every time he gives a different suggestion as to what happened over here. Rabbi Yehuda claims that he was Ma'abud Hashanah B'nei Atumah. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon, that he sees it so last of Pesach Sheni. He thought that Rav HaTzibur was Tohar, then that Rav HaTzibur was Tomei. Then the other Tana says, that one, Iba Nissen Benissen. What is that, Iba Nissen Benissen? You mean you have to declare, how do you do Shana Muberes? Let's say you have a couple of years go by, and every year Pesach is 11 days earlier. So it's going to come out, Pesach is going to come out to be in the middle of the winter time, it's not going to be in the springtime. So that's, Pesach is supposed to be Shomer's Chodesh Aviv. Pesach l'Hashem l'kech has to fall out in the spring season. Every year it's going to be 11 days earlier. Teignish. So make a Shana Muberes. How exactly do they make a Shana Muberes? So you convene a Bezin, 3, 5, 7, bingo. Then 7. So the 7 say, what? What do the 7 say? So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Yudam Aveis. What is Ibra Shana? What is the act of Ibra Shana? So Taisus learns Pshat. Ibar Hashana means Bezdin declared. The Taisus and the Rambam say the same as far as this. The Bezdin of the seven, 3, 7, 3, 5, 7, they declare Shanazu Tehemu Beres. So Memela Shanazu Beres, so the year, instead of having 12 months, has 13 months. So then when it comes, and then the Gemara says, you shouldn't be Ma'abed the Shana before Rosh Hashanah. Why shouldn't you be Ma'abed the Shana before Rosh Hashanah? So Tosfos and the Rambam learns, Beferish Tosfos and the Rambam learn, because the Psak of Yibra Shana, Shana Zu Mu'beres. So how can you say Shana Zu? The year begins with Tishrei. True, the numbers of the months begin with Nisan. Chodesh Alachem Rosh Chodoshim. But the Shemitah year, or the Yovel year, everything begins from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. The year begins with Tishrei. So the Gemara says, Tosefta here, and Yud Beis Amar Aleph, 10 lines from the top, Tan Rabban, Emar Mas Hashanah Lefnei Rosh and Mebrua Einam Uberes. So the Rambam Metosis learned, it's a real din, it's not a Chumrah Midi Rabbanon. We had the Ramban said, no, it's only Midi Rabbanon, because the people will forget. And if it's a big Shas Hatchak, you revert back to the din derais. And today we're all relying on the Ibar Hashanah that was made by Hillel Hasheni 1500 years ago in the days of Amoraim. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael when Abai Barabba lived in Bovel. And he declared the whole system as we have it now. Rosh HaChadoshim and Shana Mubaris and so on. So the Ramban says, but how can you say Hillel Hasheni declared Shnas Tov Shenayin Bovel Shana Mubaris? It says in Mebrua a year before Eretz Mubaris. That's only Midi Rabbanon. And Mizmanazeh, Beleis Breire, we have to revert back to the Din Deraisa because the Norma Smuchim, we have no choice. Hillel Hasheni relied, he reverted back to the Din Deraisa. But Tosfos and the Rambam seem to hold that this is a Din Deraisa. Emamas Hashanah Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Vimibru Enim Uberes, that's a Din Deraisa. That Tosfos on Yudim Abbas. Vimamaschel Va'adi Litani Hashanah. Because they hold, Ibra Hashanah means the 3, 5, 7, the 7 Paschen. Everybody declared this year is a Shana Mubaris. That's it. That's called the Ibra Hashanah. So they have to say this before the end of the 12th month. If the 12th month ended already and they said today is Rosh Chodesh, so if they didn't declare the Shana is going to be Mubaris, automatically the next month is going to be Nisan. They don't have to say every month this is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, this is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, this is Rosh Chodesh Tevis. They just say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh HaChodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh. So if they didn't declare in advance Shana Zu Tei Mubaris, and they just declared today is Rosh Chodesh, Meila becomes Chodesh Nisan. But if they declared in advance, Shana Zu Mu'beres, so they have to make the declaration after Rosh Hashanah, because before Rosh Hashanah, that's the wrong year. They have to declare it after Rosh Hashanah. Even by the Yebed, it's no good men HaTorah. It's not a Chumra Midirabban like the Ramban, no? It's a real Din Deraisa. And the Ibar Hashanah is that Psak. Shana Zu Tei Mu'beres, that is the Psak. Then when it comes after Ador, after the 12th months of the Mela, the Shana Zu Mu'beres, year that's Mu'beres, that's 13 months. So they don't have to say, and today is Rosh Chodesh Ad Sheni. They just declare today is Rosh Chodesh. And of course it's Ad Sheni, because we said already earlier, Shana Zu Tei Mu'beres. That's what Tosfos says in disagreement with Rashi. Rashi says, no, Ibar Hashanah is, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Ad Sheni, they declare today is Rosh Chodesh Ad Sheni. That makes it into Shana Mu'beres. So Tosfos says, how can he say that? That's the act of Shana Mu'beres. That's the act of Ibar Hashanah. When the Bezin makes a declaration, today is Rosh Chodesh Ad Sheni. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says over here, the Gemara quotes Shmuel's din. Where is it again? The Gemara quotes Shmuel's din. Here, the last narrow line on Yud Beis Amid Beis, the last narrow line in the Gemara before you get to the wide line. Kidu Shmuel, Toa Bidu Shmuel. Chizkiyah Melch made the mistake. He didn't know Shmuel's din. Dama Shmuel, Ey Ma'amis Hashana B'yam Shloshim Shal Ador. Hol V'roi L'koy V'nissen. Any given month in the Jewish calendar can either have 29 days or 30 days. So they shouldn't. So let's say they're going to wake up on the 30th day of Adar Rishon. 30th day could have been declared as Rosh Chodesh Nisan already. So they shouldn't wake up on the 30th day of Adar Rishon and declare Shana Zu Tehei Mu'beres. It could have already, the year could have ended yesterday. It could be Ador would have had, usually Ador Samach L'Nissan has 29 days. It's always Chosar. So they're going to wake up on the 30th day of Adar Rishon, going to declare Shana Zu Tei Mu'beres, and tomorrow should be Rosh Chodesh Ad Sheni. So that's not right. You shouldn't wait till Yom Shloshim Shalador. They should declare it in advance. So Tosfos Taanis is against Rashi. How can Rashi say that the act of Yibar Hashana is the declaration? Today is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. The Gemara says not so. The Gemara says Eima Mas Hashana B'Yom Shloshim Shalador. Rashi is against the Gemara. That's Tosfos Kasha and Yudam Beis. Rashi is against the Gemara. So Rashi obviously doesn't agree. Rashi says it depends. If the Bezin already gave, Rashi also knows that the 3, 5, 7, the seven give a psak, Shana Zutei Muberis. So Tosfos claims when the Bezin of seven says Shana Zutei Muberis, that is the act of Yibar Hashana. And then later when they declare when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, it becomes Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni automatically. 1 month will become Teves Shvat or the region of the Sheni because they declared Shana Zutei Muberis happens automatically. If you want to say the name of the month, then say Adar Rishon, but you don't have to say the name of the month. The act of Yibar Hashana is a declaration Shana Zutei Muberis and Mele Fala. Rashi says not so. You have to have a psak in advance so that when you, if you didn't have any discussion in advance, the Bezin didn't wake up till the 30th day of Adar Rishon, and then they decide, wait, we're making a mistake. Oh, Pesach is going to be way too, it's going to be in the cold on Pesach. It's not going to be in the springtime. So if they wake up for the first time on the 30th day of Adar, they want to declare that tomorrow should be Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, and today should be, we should make 30 days on Adar Rishon, tomorrow should be, that's not right. They should, Rashi says, the Psak should be given earlier, but the Psak Shana Zutei Muberis doesn't, that's not the act of Yibar. That's a Psak that we, whenever the Bezdin will convene to declare Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, they should declare it as Adar Sheni instead of Nisan. But the act of Yibar Hashana is the declaring of the Rosh Chodesh as Adar Sheni. That's the fundamental machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. What is the act of Yibar Hashana? Tosfos says when the 3, 5, 7 and 7 declare Shana Zutei Muberis, that is it. And the Mele, when they got to make 10th month, 11th month, 12 months, 13th month, the 13th month will happen automatically because they declared Shana Zutei Muberis, Shana Muberis has 13 months. And Rashi holds no, there's no Shana Muberis. You have to declare the day as Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. That's what makes it. No, that's if they wake up on the Shloshim, they never discussed it in advance. They have to have a psak in advance that when they'll declare Rosh Chodesh the month after Chodesh HaShnei Masar, they should declare that as the Chodesh HaShlosha Asar, as the Chodesh Adar Sheni. And that declaration, this is Adar Sheni, this is Chodesh Adar Sheni, that is the act of Yibar Hashana.
How does Rashi explain the din of not making the psak, I guess, according to Rashi, before Rosh Hashanah? Saying that people might mess up and they won't, and they'll eat chametz from Pesach and all these things. But if there's no psak on the day, if there's no like Yibar Chodesh on the day of other Sheni or Chodesh, then they would never come that they would end up eating chametz on Pesach or anything like that.
No, the Rashi holds that it's a chashash that will be forgotten if they're going to announce so far in advance. They're going to announce before Rosh Hashanah that later on we're going to make other Sheni. By the time it comes around Adar Sheni, the people haven't heard about it since so many months ago, since 5 months ago, so they'll forget about it.
Mm-hmm. What's the real problem with that, though?
What's
so wrong with that?
The people, by mistake, eat chametz.
Yeah, but it's not considered eating chametz according to Rashi. If the psak doesn't really do anything, the psak doesn't make the Yibar Hashanah. The Yibar Hashanah happens when you declare Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni.
Right, the psak enables the Bezin later to declare that today is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni.
So if Bezin's doing it later anyway, first of all, they're not going to forget.
The Bezin won't forget, but the Hamayna may forget. Yeah, by us, we advertise everything. We advertise it by us. If it would have been today, what Shaykh they say they're going to forget? It'll be on the internet every day. They'll have it beeping and making noise. Everyone will know about the newspapers and the news and the television, everybody else. But years ago, they had the newspapers, no internet. They had no way of notifying. So the people will have heard 5 months ago, 6 months ago, that it's most established Adar Sheni, but no one spoke about it recently. So a lot of people make a mistake and think that there is no Adar Sheni. They'll forget that the Bezin already made it. So according to Tosfos and the Rambam, it's a real din d'oraisa. According to the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos, it's only a din d'rabbanan, and even in Mebrua ain't a muberis, only mid the rabbanan ain't a muberis. Manator it is muberis. That's what Ramban says that bizmanazeh, we rely on that. We revert back to the din d'oraisa because we have no brera. If we won't revert back, we won't rely on the din d'oraisa, we won't have Rosh Chodeshim and Yom Tovim at all. So b'zman hazeh b'leis brera, we don't observe this din d'rabbanan. But Tosis and the Rambam sound like it's not a din d'rabbanan. It's a real din d'oraisa. You declare the year as a Shana Mu'bar. So before Tishrei, the year didn't begin yet. Even though it's the Chodesh HaShlosha Osa, starting from Nisan. So one would have thought, anytime after Nisan, you can declare Shana Zu. So that's what they learned. No. The year begins, the Shnas HaShmita, and the Shnas HaYevil begins from Rosh Hashanah. So you can't declare the year as a Shana Mu'baris before Rosh Hashanah.
How does actually the next part of the Gemara that if you read it as the people only know that it's going to be a Shana Mu'baris once they make it, once they announce it, this month is not their Shani, that means that every year people are going to start being too earnest to their Gemara, we're going to start giving Shiur about Chametz Pesach from Purim. Going to be Zuzul Chametz every year. Nobody knows.
Yeah, it means they should decide, they should announce it's going to be Shana Mu'baris before Purim. That's what the Gemara says. It's not really right to declare Shana Mu'baris after Purim, because all the rabbis all over the world are going to start preaching Hilchos Pesach starting from Purim. So really more correct is they should be Ma'abed the Shana before Purim. But b'di'evet, if they did it after Purim, is also good because the people will realize. The Gemara has that cheshbon over here. The Gemara has that. And that's on the bottom of Yud Beis on the base. Omele the Rav, Rav Nachman said they could have asked the same kasha on the Mishnah. Yeah, you see the bottom Tosus on Yud Beis on the base. Tosus says there's a Mishnah in Adius that says, Heim Heidu. They have all the Tanaim said over old traditions that have been forgotten, so that's why it's called Maseches Eidias. Everyone is getting Haggadah Eidias about the old dinim that were forgotten. So two Tanaim Heidu Shema Abimus Hashanah Kol Ador, even the end of the, even after Purim, even though the Rabbanim start to teach Hilchos Pesach on Purim, so that should have been. So the Gemara says there's a problem over here. The Gemara says Omalei Rav Rab Nachman, that's the last eight lines or so on the bottom of the base of these. Rabbi asked Rav Nachman, how can you say it's not Rav Nachman? It's a Mishnah in Adius. Mishnah says you can declare it a Shana Mu'baris even after Purim. So he says, how can you allow that? Michti mi Puria le Pischa Tlas and Yom, and there are 30 days between Purim and Pesach. Umi Puria Dashin and Hilchas HaPesach. And starting from Purim, start, the rabbis all over the world start talking Hilchas Pesach. Why the Tanya may have a Braise? Shalom Hilchas HaPesach, Kodim HaPesach, Shloshim Yom. We don't pass like him 2 weeks. We pass in a month, 30 days. Then was going to come Rish Chodesh Nisan. We're going to push off Pesach another month because we're going to say good morning. Adushani. We're going to declare Adushani. We're going to push off Pesach. So what we'll be learning Hilchos Pesach now, it was not 30 days before, 60 days before. We're going to push off Pesach another month. So the Balabatim won't believe the Rabbanim that they decided to make a Shana Mu'baris. What, they wake up now? After Purim they decide. They have to decide before Purim, because on Purim everybody starts learning Hilchos Pesach. So that's why Rabbi asked Rab Nachman. So Tosfos said he could have asked the Kasha on the Mishnah also. It's not a Kasha on Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman didn't discover America. He just said over what it says in the Mishnah. On Malay, so Rab Nachman said, come on, Meidiyadi. Everybody knows the Shata Mabarta. The Shana Mu'baris b'chush ben Italia Milsa. It depends on the calculations. Is Israel going to fall out b'chodesh Aviv or not? Amri, the people, the Balabatim, will assume chush ben Ehud, l'sal klu l'rabbanan ad hashta. When they'll announce that this year the Shana Mu'baris pushing up Pesach another month, their people will understand it. They won't have tainus. How can you push up Pesach? We ready to start learning Hilchos Pesach. The Rabbanan didn't get to, they were busy with other things. They didn't get a chance to make the calculations. They declared the Shana Mu'baris. That's what we assume.
According to Rashi, you still make announcements,
there's
speculation even before
Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Rashi also agrees with Tosfos. The Bezdin has to pass in advance that this year should be a Shana Mu'baris. Whereas Tosfos says that is the act of Ibra Shana. Bezdin passkin this year should be a Shana Mu'baris. So automatically it's going to have a 13th month. So when they say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, at the end of other Chodesh Adar, they say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. They don't have to say Mekudesh should be Adar Sheni. They don't have to say that. Automatically it's got to be Adar Sheni. They already did the act of Yibra Shana when the Bezdin of Seven convened and they said this year should be Shana Mu'baris. So Rashi disagrees, says no. The act of Yibra Shana is when they say Mekudesh today is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. But if that's all they did, then it's a ma'abim mishashana b'yom shloshim shal adar. They're declaring that today or tomorrow should be Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. That's too late. They have to paskin it before. So paskin before shana zutei muberes. So they gave a psak that when we will declare Rosh Chodesh, we should declare it as Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Then when they declare it, that is the act of Ibra Hashanah. That's a fundamental machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi also agrees you need a psak in advance. But whereas Tosfos says that psak in advance is the whole act of Ibra Hashanah, Rashi says no. That psak enables the Bezdin later, the Bezdin of 3, Bezdin of 7 has to pass on the Rishvi Hashanah Mabaris, that enables the Bezdin of 3 to declare today is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. And that's the act of Ibra Hashanah. And if they didn't have the initial psak in advance, and they just wake up on Yom Shloshim Shel Adar and they say, tomorrow should be Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, or today should be Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, that's Kol V'Roi L'Kov V'Nissen. Theoretically, Adar could have had only 29 days, and then today, the 30th day of Adar, would have been Nissen already, so that's like an appendage to the year. You can't decide on the last day that's added on to the year, Tzuget Shepet to the year. It's a footnote to the year. The year could have ended already yesterday. But sometimes Adar has 30 days. So you can't decide on the last day that's just hanging on that this year should be a Shana Merah. I'm going to add on another month. You have to have the Psak earlier than that.
According to Rashi, the Psak is on that day. So how does Rashi fit with the Lashon HaGemara? The Lashon HaGemara is that Hayvel Roy Lekavel Nisan. But according to Rashi, that is Nisan until they change it at that time.
No, it's the same as Tosfos. It's not right to issue the Psak Shana Zutei Muberes at such a late date. You have to issue the psak before that day. That day is really added on to the year. The year could have ended already yesterday. Adar could have had only 29 days. So you wait till the 30th day. That's not right to decide on that day that this year should have 13 months. So according to Tosfos, that psak is the Ibra Hashanah. When they say Shana Zutei Mober, that is Ibra Hashanah. Rashi says, no, you have to have a psak that the Bezdin should have the right. The Bezdin of 3 that's going to declare Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni should have the right to declare Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. But that psak is just a psak to enable a Bezdin to make Ibra Hashanah, but not that psak is the Ibra Hashanah. That's a fundamental machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. And that's a machlekes, Eimarmas Hashanah Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean? So Tosfos and the Rama holds a real din. How can you say Shana Zutei Muberes? The year didn't begin yet. You have to pass on this year. And the Ramban holds that it's only Midrabanan. And that's what Rashi seems to also like the Rabban. It's only with the Rabban, man. I thought you really can't paskin in advance. Ooh. So Nachamal, so what was the story with Chizkiyahu HaMelech? So the first part was Rabbi Yehuda, that the mistake that they made was Eim Ramas Hashanah Pnei Atum. The other shot was Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Shama Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that he thought that the Reif HaTzibo was Tahar, and the fame should be Nitchel Pesel Sheni, because he thought Nashem Berishon Choyva. And if you observe the women, the Roif HaTzibo was Tor. And the truth of the matter is that the Noshim Rishon are Rishus, and therefore the Roif HaTzibo was really Tomei, and they should have all brought on Pesach Rishon. So that was the mistake. Then the other pshat was Neshe Iber Nissen Benissen. What do you mean Iber Nissen Benissen? Reb Shimon Aimer. Iber Nissen Benissen. The Gemara says he made such a mistake. It was very in the middle of the month of Nissen, and the Bezdin declared it should be a Shana Muberes after Nissen already ended. The Gemara says, no, that's too gross a mistake. He made a mistake, a Dakas Dika mistake. Bid Shmuel, Tor Bid Shmuel. Shmuel says, on Yom Shloshim Shaladoh, Havro, Lekai Benissen, you shouldn't wake up on that day and declare it as a Shana Muberes. You should have declared it at least the day before. So then the Gemara has a comment on this. Gufa Mashmuel, about the 10th wide line on the Daf Yud Beis and Beis. Gufa Mashmuel, and Mamas Hashanah B'Yom Shlosh Mashal Ador, Hover Alekoy V'Nisn. What's the din of Bruhamai? On the 30th day of Ador, the Bezin of 7, the convenes, Lechatchila, they shouldn't declare the year as Shana Muberes, because basically the year is all over already. Today is the 30th day of Ador, is an additional day. It's an additional day. If you want, you can make it part of the last day. If you want, you can be the first day of the next year. So what's the din in Bruham Bai? What if they went ahead and they did pass them that today, that this year should be a Shana Muberes? So what's the din? Amarulei mekachan es achaydish. Don't declare today as Rosh Chodesh. When you declare, let's say Beznika means at what time is the Shkia today? 4:25 or something like that. I don't know. Let's say Beznika means 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they say today is Rosh Chodesh. So it only becomes Rosh Chodesh mikan al haba the next 10 minutes till the end of the day. No, the whole day is one unit. All 24 hours a day is one. But they say today is Rosh Chodesh. It'll be a glory milson lamafre. Was Rosh Chodesh in the beginning of the day, from last night on. How do you know? The Gemara says that on with the day they thought it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, they have to abstain from Malacha the night before. Maybe Bezna Gadol will declare it as Rosh Hashanah, as Rosh Chodesh. If they'll declare it as Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, it'll be a glowing Milsal Mafer as Rosh Chodesh from last night on. There was an Issa Malacha. It's not just the Issa Malacha said to Mikan al Habo. When they make Rosh Chodesh, you can't say until Rosh Chodesh has to be the whole day. Either the whole day is Rosh Chodesh or none of the days of Rosh Chodesh. Can't be the last 15 minutes of the day is Rosh Chodesh, and up until then belong to the previous month. The Rambam emphasizes, you can't have blank days. Why do we need the whole institution of Shana Mubaris? Why don't we have 12 months and 11 blank days that don't belong to any month? So the Rambam says, no, you can't have blank days. Every day has to belong to a month, and months have to have, the units of the year have to be months. You can't have single days. You can't say this year has 12 months and 11 days. No, the 11 days have to either be part of this month or part of that month. I can't have blank days. Can't have blank hours either. You can't, and every month has to be in every month has either 29 days, 30 days. Can't have 29 days and 20 hours, and the last 4 hours belong to the next month. There is no such thing. The Rambam stresses the days have to, the months have to consist of units of days, and the years have to consist of units of month. There are no blank hours in a month, and there are no blank days in the year. So that's the whole institution of the Ibra Shana, is based on these premises. That's the premise here. So that's what Issa Ula says. It's the 30th day of Adar, and the Bezin woke up. They should have woken up 3 weeks ago, before Purim. Purim was the 14th of Adar, 14th to the 15th. They wake up 2 weeks after Purim, that we should make Adar Shana Mubaris. So they should have decided this before Purim. So they didn't, they woke up today. So they say, this year should be a Shana Mubaris. So if you're going to make today Chodesh, the 30th day of Adar, it's going to come out, it was Rosh Chodesh Lamafreya. Then it'll come out, they did Ibra Shana after Rosh Chodesh. It was after Adar was over already. It'll be Gloy Mos. They did Ibra Shana at 9 in the morning. And then they decide 4 o'clock in the afternoon to declare today as Rosh Chodesh, become Rosh Chodesh Lamafreya as of 5 o'clock last night. So it'll come out, they did Ibra Shana after it was already became Rosh Chodesh. That's Ibn Nissen Bedissen. You can't do that. So that's what the first Madama says. Ibn Mai, what's the din if they did declare Shana Mubaris on the Yom Shloshim Shel Adar? How do you proceed? So the Gemara says, Eimekachan is a Chodesh. You shouldn't declare. Kitcho Mai. What if they did declare today as Rosh Chodesh? So the Gloy Milsalem Afreya, that they made the Ibn Shana 10 in the morning after Rosh Chodesh already began. So he says, Omar Rava Batlo Ibn. So Gloy Milson and Mafra, it was Mamish Ibn Nissen Benissen. They declared it should be Shana Mubaris after Chodesh Adar ended already. Because it's a Gloy Milson and Mafra that Rosh Chodesh was Chal before the Ibra Shana. It's Rosh Chodesh from 5 o'clock at night. Rav Nachman says, No, Mu'ubar Umekudosh. If I would have had a vote, I would have said like Rava. I would have said Batlu Ibar. It's the Gloy Milson and Mafra that it was Rosh Chodesh before they made the Ibra Shana. But Rav Nachman disagrees and he says, no, but Uber or Mekudosh? How can it be? I don't know. How do you explain that? How can it be Uber or Mekudosh? Doesn't it come out that they did the Ibra Hashana after Rosh Chodesh already? But at the time it was still Ador. And then they said, Shana Zutehim Uberis. So it's going to have another Sheni. So true, it became Rosh Chodesh Lamafreya, but it became Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni Lamafreya. So it comes out that they made it a Shana Mubaris in the middle of Adar Sheni. That's acceptable. That's what he said. That's acceptable. He says, Me'uber Mekudosh. You don't declare. I would have said like Rabbi. It's a Glod Mils Lamafreya. Adar Rishon was over already from 5 o'clock at night from Tzeis HaKohanim. And they did Ibra Shana after the month of Adar Rishon was over already. So that's not legit. So he says, no, you can't make Ibra Shana after Nisan entered. They didn't make it. It didn't become Nisan yet. But they made Ibra Shana at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the 30th day of Adar, it wasn't Nisan yet. After they'll make it Rosh Chodesh at 4 o'clock, it'll become Rosh Chodesh L'mafreya. Rosh Chodesh what? It won't become Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It'll become Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So it'll come out that they did Ibra Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh Sheni. On Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Okay. They made Ibra Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. That seems to be the way we pass him. Uber Mekudosh. The Ibra Hashanah is Chal, and the Kiddush HaChodesh is also Chal. Wow. So then the Gemara has this. Then the Gemara has this machlekes hatanoim. The day on which the tkufa falls out, the tkufa, every tkufa is one quarter of the year, so it's approximately 91 1/4 days. And the Gemara alludes to the fact there were two types of tkufas Shmuel and tkufas Ravada. One is more precise than the other. So our system now is really off kakai, because the Gemara says you're supposed to start saying the same talamater 90 days after the Tkufas Tishrei. So when is Tkufas Tishrei? Ask any child. When is the equinox? So everybody knows. It's November 21st, no? September 21st. So when is 60 days later? Should be September, October, November 21st. November 21st should be when you say the same Talamata. So how can we say on December 4th and the 5th, what's going on? The answer is because we follow the calculation of the tkufas that was made 1,500 years ago that was slightly off. So every century keeps on getting more and more off. So that there was a tkufa of Ravada and tkufa of Shmuel. I already forgot which one. So one is more precise than the other. So we always follow the one that's imprecise. So over the years, it accumulated so much. So somebody asked, there was a fellow from the neighborhood, a balabas from the neighborhood, asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, maybe we should all start saying Talamata on November 21st. Every child in public school knows that the equinox is September 21st, it's 60 days after November 21st. Who are we fooling? So Rav Moshe has a tshuvit, he has the guy's name, and he says, you are not Pekiris, you Shegit, you Russia. So in the second edition, they left out the guy's name. But the guy lives here in the neighborhood. I don't think he's alive anymore. This tshuva was printed, I think, 40 years ago. The kasha is better than the terrace. We don't know why. We all know when it kufa. I don't know. Okay, so we'll believe that tomorrow. We'll wrap up the Gemara here, and then we'll go back to the next Gemara. That's Michas Chacham.
I don't think that's the problem. The problem was that they were chayav. And then if they were chayav,
if they're chayav,
then it's more people.